This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Several groups led by Native American activists protested in South Dakota Friday evening as U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania visited the state for an Independence Day celebration at Mount Rushmore. More than 100 protesters, many Lakota, lined the road leading from Keystone to the monument, holding signs and playing music in the heat. One of them was Cabrilla.
This is our land, and we do not support that. We do not support racism. We do not support rapists. We want them out of our land, and we want our land back.
The event, being held in the midst of a coronavirus outbreak in the United States, is expected to draw thousands of people. Though masks are being offered, they are not required, and social distancing is not being enforced. Leaders of Native American tribes in the region have raised concerns the event could lead to virus outbreaks amongst their members, who they say are particularly vulnerable to COVID-19 because of an underfunded health care system and chronic health conditions. The World Health Organization should soon get results from clinical trials it is conducting of drugs that might be effective in treating COVID-19 patients. Mike Ryan, the head of the WHO's emergencies program, said it would not be wise to predict when a vaccine could be ready against COVID-19.
Vaccines may have shown efficacy by the end of the year. The question will be whether or not the scale-up and production of those vaccines will be enough for us to begin vaccinating people early in 2021.
Ryan added that countries need to take the pandemic seriously and rely on scientific data instead of emotion or political goals. This is VOA.